views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Dr. Julie's Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System, is a transformative hit show that will explore the interconnection between ourselves, our community, and our world. Dr. Julie is joined by visionary leaders and change makers to explore innovations and what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Now here's your host, Dr. Julie Kroll.
Hello, everyone. I hope you're safe and warm on this Tuesday afternoon. This is Dr. Julie Kroll, and you are listening to The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected on Transformation Talk Radio. Hey, stay with us for the next hour as we explore our interconnected world. As you know, each Tuesday on The Dr. Julie Show, we have some of the world's leading visionaries and experts helping you to explore your connection to self, spirit, nature, community, and all things working in the world. Speaking of what's working, imagine driving to all 49 states, the District of Columbia, and Canada in less than 6 months. Imagine traveling over 20,000 miles on a volunteer journey to talk about the evolution of consciousness and then sharing that journey with your dog. Imagine giving more than 100 presentations in a wide variety of locations, such as spiritual centers, bookstores, coffee shops, private homes, and even your RV. And imagine meeting conscious evolutionaries of all types, the youngest being a 6-year-old who wanted to talk about saving Mother Earth, the oldest a 97-year-old retired minister who still hosts dinner in her assisted living facility. And why, you might ask? Why make this huge journey? Because you simply ask what's next, and the universe says, get in your RV and go. I invite you all to sit back, take a deep breath, get a warm beverage, a cup of coffee or tea, and come into this moment as I introduce our guest. Our guests today have this vision of connecting all those who remember their purpose on earth is to love, grow, and evolve spiritually. I'd like to introduce you to light partners and co-creators of a new humanity, Bob Warner and Dr. Noelle Marshall. Bob and Noelle have literally transformed and evolved from no-nonsense traditional careers to becoming catalysts of a new story, waking humanity across our country, gathering, connecting, and serving others. This is an incredible story, and I hope I am going to do it justice. I'm going to let Bob and Noelle tell you more about them, but first, I'm going to welcome them. Hi, Bob and Noelle.
Hi, Julie. It's just wonderful to be here, and sounds like we're a little warmer than most of your listeners. It's about in the 60s here down in Houston, Texas, where we are, where our RV is today.
Oh, beautiful. Yes, everyone else is getting so much snow and cold. It's such a cold day. Hey, you know, we have so much in common, and I know you're going to appreciate our shared vision here that we have on the show, that we are all a part of one living, breathing organism, one interconnected system, one consciousness, one creation. And I know the two of you are passionately connected to this. You've lived it for the past several years. So I always like to start our show off by giving you an opportunity to share with our listeners what all things connected mean to you.
This is Bob. And hi, Julie. Great to be on the line with you today and with all of your listeners.
Thanks, Bob. Good to hear from you.
What does all things connected mean to us? Let's see. We'll each take a swing at this. For me, all things connected is simply recognition that we're all one. And being able to, I'll keep this brief, but I'd say all things connected to me is the opportunity in any moment for me to be able to see that oneness, to see the connection to all that is broadly and all that is in an individual and single relation with another individual, with another part of nature. That's what it is to me. And so I love the name of the show and the purpose and what you accomplish with the show, and we're glad to be here. Noelle?
Well, I'm going to make mine a little bit shorter and just say that I'm going to bring it back to namaste. And when I think of connectedness and oneness, it's just me connecting with the divine within myself and seeing the divine within everyone, everything else, all creation. And, you know, when I look for that, no matter what mask I might be wearing or the other person might be wearing, you know, that might scare me or be loving to me, whatever it is, it's just to look beyond whatever that is and just connect with that deep knowing that we are one, we are divine, and that's where the end of separation comes, when we really look for that deep oneness within us.
Thank you, guys. Thank you so much. Hey, you know, you guys have been around the world and back over the last couple of years, and it's such a beautiful journey, and I know you've learned so many things, and I really want to talk about what you've learned and some of the people that you've met. But let's start by telling our listeners how you got there. How did you go from your very traditional careers to hopping in an RV and traveling around the world?
Well, I'll begin with that because I think it was all related. Bob's career had, I guess the best way to say it is he vibrated himself spiritually in all other levels out of his 37 years in aviation association management. And as that came to a close in 2008, I had a sister who is about 4 years older than me that had been given a diagnosis of ovarian cancer and told she had 6 months to live. And that sister and I at one time had been very close, but due to, I'll just say, egoic happenings, we hadn't been close for over a decade. And when I found this out, I called my sister, and I've been doing work on myself, and I just said to her, you know, I'm just so sorry that I let this, you know, this my egoic self, my actions, separate us. And believe it or not, my sister, I have eight sisters, so I have a lot of sisters. She then invited me to come and help her go through hospice as she transitioned to her next adventure, I like to think of it. And that happened in February of 2010. And as she left this planet, right after that, you know, I'd just been connecting more and more with my inner self. And I realized that, you know, just listening and listening for what I was to do next, I just felt I really literally got a message, we're supposed to RV. And I thought this was most peculiar because Bob and I had never camped. We had never RV'd. And I really, in our last, we're both pilots, and our last airplane model, believe it or not, was an RV. But it was very clear we're supposed to do the RV like with wheels, not wings. And so it was... then we started RVing, and across our travels, we just kept doing our work together. And I heard the message from Barbara Marks Hubbard, her Humanity Ascending, our story. And when I heard that, watched that movie, it's a DVD, it's lovely, it's available on evolve.org. When I watched that, it was like I had this remembering that I'm a conscious evolutionist. And so the Barbara Marks Hubbard walks into our life. And then the next thing we knew, she's asking us, what are you doing for, we took some courses, and of course that's how we met you. And we took some classes of hers, teleconferences, and then went to retreats. And then she asked, what's the shift? What shift are you going to do, give for humanity? And so maybe I'll let Bob take over from there.
Hey, thanks, Noelle. When Barbara asked us.
Bob, we need to take a break here. This is a good place to start, and then we're going to learn so much about really what happened on that journey for you and all the amazing people that you've met. So I want to remind our listeners, you're listening to the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected. We're going to take a quick break. Please stay with us. We'll be right back.
There's not just one kind of radio show. Some shows are about health, wellness, food. Others are about helping you on your spiritual journey. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show, well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. Positive Talk Radio was a vision that we've had. And thanks to all of you, you've helped us make it a reality. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine Radio Show with Adil and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine Radio Show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at AliveAndShineShow.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
Back on the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected. This is Dr. Julie Kroll. Our guest today is Dr. Noelle Marshall and Bob Warner. They're talking about their self-evolutionary tour. And back in, 2012, they heard the call and hopped in their RV and traveled all over the world trying to really connect people and get them going. So Welcome back, guys. Bob, you were going to tell briefly about your story.
Yeah, you bet. Well, you know, as Noel had mentioned before the break, we ended up in living in an RV and traveling around the country starting in about 2010. And we were studying with the teacher, Barbara DeAngelis, in California, and we were blessed to be at the Agape International Spiritual Center. And all of those things helped us advance our personal spiritual growth and awakening. And when we discovered Barbara Marks Hubbard and became a student of hers and were asked the question by her, what are you going to do for the shift in humanity, 2012? After all, December 21st, 2012, some think is the end of time, so we're going to declare the next day as the beginning of a new time. What are you doing? And we meditated and prayed on that and eventually came to hear Spirit tell us that, in fact, our lifestyle was our gift. And so we set out in June of 2012 to visit all 48 contiguous states and as much Canada as we could before December of that year, less than 6 months later. And when we left from Florida, where we were at the time, we had one stop planned in Atlanta, Georgia, with a fellow student of Barbara's, Lisa Parsons. And we went to her place and did some events, showed Barbara's movie, had conscious conversation, assisted other groups in working towards a new era. And from there, we planned on the fly for the next 5 months, almost 100 presentations in 48 states and two Canadian provinces. And it was quite a miracle because we were doing it. The events were planned anywhere between 2 days and 2 weeks in advance. And it was just amazing, amazing time. We met nearly 2,000 people in these presentations that are awake and creating a new future and a new time for the world. It's just been amazing for us and all that's happened since.
Wow, 2,000 people. So on this journey, just last year, it seems like that year went so fast. But why do you guys believe these are the best times ahead, that it's not the end of the year? Obviously, the world did not close. But what's yet to come? Why are these the best times for us?
Well, Julie, I'll say that I believe it is the sparks that we saw in the hearts of everyone that we met. There's such a yearning and a passion for what's emerging and, as Barbara says, what's new. And also a lot of her teaching, she says that, you know, it's through crisis that we have our breakthrough, or there's always breakdown before breakthrough. And the collective is getting stronger. I feel that what we call the thinking layer, or the conscious layer around the planet, the noosphere, as some call it, is it's joining. And these, you know, I guess we were just always shocked with how many people that we spoke to that they said, oh, I'm so glad to hear this. It's like so much relief to find that to find their partners, their dancing partners, if you will, across the globe, literally. And our travels did take us also to Australia and to, we also got Hawaii in there. And actually, we've never stopped. So we feel that there's still the call, there's still the passion to hear this message, and people, as a result, taking action. And we're great believers. The two words, sacred activism. So, you know, knowledge is fine, but it's when you get knowledge and action that you get wisdom and change.
And for me, one of the, I appreciate you saying sacred activism, Noel, because for me, one of the things I discovered and have since is how many people are actually doing something and stepping out in a very conscious way, finding their community in whatever their interest is and whatever their expertise is, and then bringing that forth into the world. It's so, so exciting, because on our spiritual journey of the last 5 to 7 years, we've, you know, done the meditation, and we've gone to the retreats, and we've been in the sweat lodges, and we've done all that sort of thing. And we appreciate that we needed to break out of our day-to-day worker world, you know, kind of conservative, well, politically just me, not Noel, but lifestyle, and find our truth, our inner truth. And along the journey, we met people that are on that part of their journey, but we also met people and have helped activate people to taking action with that. In other words, to bringing it forward. And there's just so much incredible that's going on in the world today, and connected particularly by the technology of the Internet, as we're using today for this very call, to be able to find connections around the world that never even existed before. So it's a very exciting time of what the potential for humanity is in waking up and taking action.
You know, you guys you're talking about the sacred activism, and I attended your event in Omaha and watched you in action. And I remember being there, and one of the participants said to me, "It's so good. It feels like I'm coming out of the closet." You know, they were craving this connection with other people who are ready for this work, and then it felt like coming out of the closet and moving into that sacred activism, that activation that moves people out in their communities to do that. Do you guys have any examples of what you're seeing that's working, what you're seeing that the people are now taking action and saying, you know, we are the change, here we are? Do you have any personal examples of that?
Well, I'll say that I'll give you an example of a gentleman that we met at one of our presentations in Reno, Nevada, and his name is Richard Flyer. And he has started a national drive. What he's doing is taking what he did regionally in Reno and taking it across the United States, and it's called Connecting the Good. And you can find him online, just Google Connecting the Good. What he's doing is using a model that's actually from Sri Lanka, and it's based on a model where people, villages, have been working together for over 50 years, and the people come together, and, you know, if they need a well, the community comes out and digs the well. If they need sewage, they get together and they do these things. They activate. So what Richard has done, he has a beautiful manual that goes with it, and I know there's at least a half dozen of Barbara Marks Hubbard mentors that have taken action and started this in their cities. And so that's an excellent example of taking action and making a ripple in your community even greater.
You know, that is a good example. Go ahead, Bob.
I was just going to say, one of the things, Julie, we are blessed because according to, you know, U.S. Census and my employment records and stuff, were, quote, retired, meaning we don't have to go to a 9-to-5 job every day, and we can really dedicate our time and attention to this. But so many people are still in the what we believe is financial slavery of having to do a, quote, job. And many of them feel like there's just not enough time and energy left for them at the end of the day or week to be participating in things. And I would simply offer there is so much that can be done in local communities, deciding whether you want to be active locally or nationally, politically or activism, civic organizations or whatnot. There's so many opportunities to be involved and step out and do things for good. Yesterday, for example, Noelle and I volunteered because Martin Luther King's birthday is commemorated by many as a national day of service. And we just happened to be at the Center for Spiritual Living on Sunday at service and heard about an activity that was going to take place yesterday to bag up necessities and whatnot. And people made donations to give to the local LGBT youth community of homeless youth that are on the streets here in Houston. And we went and spent the day in service to that activity. And so there's so much good where we all can help each other that are available, large and small, to anyone that has and can make available time to do it.
You know, one of the things that I've noticed about you both, you share the connectivity. And both of those stories are really about more connection. And you know, we hear that this evolutionary time is really about connecting more, of really bringing ourselves back together as a humanity and working together in all kinds of different ways, and you guys do a really good job. You introduce me to all kinds of people because you are this connective glue in this movement that's happening. So I really appreciate that about you. I'd like to talk more about that next and what people in their own communities can do. But first, we're going to take a break. You're listening to The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected. When we come back, more with Bob and Noel. Stay with us.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Okay, we're back, everybody. This is Dr. Julie Kroll, and you're listening to The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected. I hope you're staying warm and safe. Today with us, we have Bob and Noel, Bob Marshall, and Bob Warner and Noel Marshall here with Light Partners. And I want to make sure that our listeners know how to contact you guys. So do you want to give us your website?
Absolutely, Julie. Our website is www.lightpartners.org. That's L-I-G-H-T partners.org. A name that came to us in meditation a couple of years ago, and Noelle liked it because when people have called us late workers, she said, but we don't like to work. We like to partner. So we're late partners.
I love that. That is so you guys, too, and you know, it really is an extension of what we were talking about right before the break, because you guys are amazing connective glue, and it's not just that you two are light partners or light workers, but really you are partnering with so many across the country right now to do this beautiful work. And what's next for you two?
Oh, boy, all kinds of things.
Yeah, a lot of things. Go ahead, Noel.
I'll just say one of the more recent things that we have coming up is we are going to Kauai, Hawaii, and we're going to be at the 10th annual Kauai Health and Wellness Expo, and we're going to be presenting there. We're going to be presenting Barbara Marks Hubbard's movie series, Humanity Ascending, and also the Pachamama Alliance, Awakening the Dreamer. So we have, we have
other things that are coming up also. Bob, you want to tell them about the Co-Creators Convergence?
Yeah, absolutely. Last year we were called to create an event which took place Memorial Day weekend at Sunrise Ranch near Loveland, Colorado, called the Co-Creators Convergence. And we had nearly 40 individuals, including, we were blessed with Dr. Julie being there as well. And it was just an incredible event to bring together these pioneering souls to talk about not being alone, but being in community. And we're looking forward to our second annual event, June 5th through 7th, 2014. And Dr. Julie's going to be co-facilitating with us for the weekend. It's going to be wonderful. That's
yeah.
A couple of the things that we're up to.
We just continue doing what we do, which is just connecting others and reconnecting. We've been back to see a lot of the people on the tour where we started out, the Center for Spiritual Living down in Ocala, Florida. And we were just back there recently, and it's just wonderful to go back.
In the one-year anniversary.
On the one-year anniversary of...
December 22nd.
Yeah, of the Earth 2012 celebration. So it's connecting and reconnecting and just looking for the next connection. How's that?
That's wonderful. You guys say in, I've read your chapter in your book, Noelle, you're an author as well. And one of the things that you talk about is that spiritual assignment of just saying, okay, what's next? And here we're talking about some of those things. But you also give some really good advice in there. And, you know, I'd love to hear any advice you guys have to share with our listeners here about getting involved, moving into sacred activism. But here's a quote. You say, how does it get any better than this? And you said that a lot. How does it get any better than this? And then you say, oh, just a minute here. Be sure not to say it can't get any better than this, because then you stop the flow. So how does it get any better than this? Can you guys share any advice you have for our listeners of how really to show up in the universe? Say next, ask that question, what's next, trust it, and then really find themselves being the sacred activist.
Well, Julie, what I would say is a two-part approach. The inner work is for all of us to do on our own as ourself, finding that which is our truth. That comes in so many forms to different people, whether that's meditation, study, reading, whatever that brings us to a moment of seeing what is truly in our heart and what truly motivates us to take us forward. Some say sitting quietly and pondering that which is going on in the world that you're aware of and seeing what it is that makes your heart ache the most, and then stepping out in the direction of that consciously in doing what you can to assist in improving that situation, whatever it is, like I say, locally, globally, within your own family or your own household, whatever that might be. And the second part for us is, and so for us that comes in the form of spiritual practice, our daily spiritual practice of meditation and prayer and acknowledgement and gratitude. Yeah, for others that might be journaling or any or all of the above. And then the stepping out into the world part comes in so many different opportunities. For us right now, what we're spending a lot of time doing is watching documentary movies, following through on things that we see online, whether that's via Facebook or other things that we're engaged, we can get engaged in, or reading. And so that's led us to things like the Great March for Climate Change, which is going to take place starting in March out of L.A. We're planning our life to be there, to be on the first steps of what's going to be a cross-country march for 8 months, coming right through your town in Nebraska, Julie, and ending up in Washington, D.C. on November 1st, raising awareness about the imperativeness of the world waking up to what's going on with climate change and what needs to be and that things need to be done differently. And so people, those opportunities to follow through, we've watched a recent movie called Money and Life, which is an excellent movie, a documentary movie. And most documentary movies today that are conscious raising also have follow-on websites, community opportunities for local involvement, such as local screening. So we're going to start screening this movie. Even in our RV park where we are right now, we're going to screen the movie Money and Life.
and we're going to screen it while we're in Hawaii for the month of February. So there's so much for opportunity for people to be engaged in whatever level they want to, out in the world, if you will.
And, Julie, I'll just add on to that, that, you know, when we first started out, we actually had no idea what we were doing, and it was just, actually, we still don't. It's still just following directions and just being that empty vessel. So every day, you know, you can go to the Holy Ones or whatever and just say, fill us up, and what does it look like today? But one thing I think it was Mother Teresa that said, you know, there's no act that's too small. You know, sometimes people, you know, the ego will come in and say, well, that's not a very big thing. And you know, maybe you smiled at somebody and you said, well, that's not very big, just going out today and smiling to people. But, you know, it's just that butterfly effect. Just you have no idea how that one smile. And this is one thing that Bob always tells me. Well, he used to wonder about it. He says, why do people always talk to you? And it was like, because
the dog was with you, that's what that got your time.
I think it's just by doing a little thing, like smiling. So I just want to encourage anybody who's listening to this is that, you know, you don't have to live full-time in an RV and travel the world. You can find just something small that, as Bob was saying, that lights your passion and fire. And follow it. Just keep following it and inviting it. And one other little quote that we have, our home does have quite a few quotes around, but one is, imagine better than the best you know. And when I do that, that takes me out of, you know, anxiety and other things. You know, instead of like when I get a letter from the IRS, it's not like to be audited. It's like, hey, we overcharged you $10,000. Here's a check. So just doing little things like that. You know, it doesn't have to be a huge thing, but imagine better than the best you know. Is one thing I just really love to inspire myself.
That's beautiful. That's really beautiful. You know, I really want to put an exclamation point on this for our listeners, too, because this is part of what you guys are doing is these little things, even if it's a small...
I'm not hearing you all of a sudden, Julie.
You're not hearing me. What I was going to say, hopefully you can hear me, is that the co-creative process is connecting with spirit, connecting with nature, and connecting with others. And so if, in fact, you're out there doing those small little things, connect with someone else and share the experience. Would you agree with that?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, as we travel, a lot of people, you know, the theme of our first Co-Creators Convergence was, you are not alone. And we chose that because we felt like that was given to us on our tour, where so many people came up and thanked us afterwards. They're going like, well, I didn't know there were so many people that thought like I do.
In our local community.
Yeah. And so the thing is that get out there and wave your flag so that somebody will be able to connect with you, however that looks like, through your church, community, bumper stickers on your car, whatever it is. So, yes, I totally agree.
That's a great example. And, you know, waving our flag, sometimes it's kind of intimidating for people thinking, you know, what if I'm thinking different than others? But you both have given examples of really coming out of that ego and moving into your essence and knowing that everything just takes care of itself. So that co-creative process of really joining our genius together and finding others who think alike is so important at this time in our experience of this planet and with humanity. It's so important. So, you know the routine. We have to take another break. When we come back, we're going to have a meditation from David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System, and then we'll have Bob and Noel back with us to wrap up. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
To The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
Having trouble keeping up with the accelerated, life-altering changes occurring on the planet? The Quantum Vortex is the brainchild of Meg Benedicte, a pioneer in quantum healing and energetic activations. Weaving together ancient spiritual knowledge, quantum physics, and vibrational healing, Meg Benedicte is accelerating change at the cellular level. For more details on private sessions, meditation CDs, downloads, and teleseminars, visit NewEarthCentral.com.
Hey, do you like free stuff? The Dr. Pat Show has an amazing giveaway program doing weekly giveaways on Facebook and Twitter. Go to Facebook.com/The Dr. Pat Show and click the like button. Then go to Twitter.com/The Dr. Pat Show and click the follow button. Then you can play along and enter to win some amazing prizes. Again, that's Facebook.com/The Dr. Pat Show and Twitter.com/The Dr. Pat Show.
Hello, everyone. We're back, and you're listening to The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected on Transformation Talk Radio. We've been visiting with Dr. Noel Marshall and Bob Warner from Light Partners. That's lightpartners.org, L-I-G-H-T. And remember, please visit our website, thedrjulieshow.com. All the information from previous shows and upcoming shows, you can find them there, and also stay connected all week on our Facebook page, which is All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, where we continue the conversation. So please sit back, relax, and experience All Things Connected with this powerful, deepening integration meditation with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System.
Hello, I'm David Eisen, and I'd like to welcome you to a very special part of our program, our integration meditation. Here's where we take a few moments to sit back and relax, and with the help of some very beautiful and powerful music, we breathe deep and assimilate the wonderful ideas, the stories, and the possibilities we've heard about today. So, let's get started. Are you ready? I need to ask you to do something right here and right now. Put down whatever you're doing and get comfortable. Listen to the music and allow the sound to help you slow down. This yourself to receive the essence of the amazing ideas that you heard about today. Take a moment and experience the feelings of an expanded sense of awareness. And with that expansion, let's take one more step. Open your mind just a little further and welcome your essential self, the aspect of you that is fully aware, totally receptive, and is waiting right there under the surface for you to simply say hello. Of you. So lovely. And now, let's take a few moments and allow these essences to come forward as we are enveloped by the music. Simply relax. Let go. Breathe. And simply
meditation. And friends, I hope you experience the essence of integration. That was David Eisen with the Chakra Sound System. You can find David at chakrasoundsystem.com. And thank you to our guests today, Dr. Noelle Marshall and Bob Orner with Light Partners. You can find them at lightpartners.org. Wow, we've talked about connecting humanity, this self-evolution tour with more than 2,000 people and 20,000 miles. Wow. Bob and Noelle show up and say yes, and it's pretty amazing. I love how you guys are just moving into sacred activism and really encouraging everyone, no matter where they are, to just find others in their community, gather together, and express this essential self in all of these different unique manifestations. So, Bob and Noelle, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Julie. This has been wonderful. I've had a wonderful time together.
Oh, it's been our joy. It's our joy. And we encourage anyone who feels they need a little cheerleading to contact us. If you are thinking about waving your flag, we'd be happy to encourage you. And we just do that from our heart. You'll see that there's nothing on our website that is for a charge. So just want to put that out there that we'd love to help anyone, put out a hand for anyone who could use it.
You know, that's a great thing, Noelle. Thanks for offering that, because I have seen you guys in action actually helping people start things in their own communities. So for our listeners out there right now, don't know what to do to get started, you're welcome to to call Bob and Noel. You can get a hold of them on lightpartners.org, and they can walk you through some creative steps of how to just gather people together and have that conversation. What elevator speech would you like to leave our listeners, Bob and Noel, if you had to share with them this evolutionary message in 2 minutes or less? What would you say to them?
Julie, what I'd offer is just the benefit, as it might be, of my experience, and that is my awakening came through being open to all that is, and by spending time with myself, for myself, within myself, to know what is true for me. The saying of you are the gift to humanity. Your gift to the humanity is you. And for me to come to recognize that and offer that to others, to realize that they are the gift to humanity. And what that looks like, it's the presentation of that gift is what makes us unique. And what's most significant about that gift is all the gifts collected is one. And I take that job of being myself very seriously, much more than I ever have before. As we now know, all the other jobs are taken because everyone else is taken. So I need to just be myself, and I offer that to others as well. Spiritual practice, moving in action from the heart, and connecting with and working with others for the better of humanity would be my parting words. Thank you.
And Julie Meyer, just simply wave your flag and wave on behalf of the organizations, the people that you aspire to be. And that will just, that's how we just kind of kept doing and pulling ourselves up by our bootstraps, and certainly have a lot longer way to go. But boy, is it a fun ride. So I just encourage everyone to just wave your flag. Let someone know that you're out there and are looking for connection. And the universe will be happy to respond.
That is great advice. Wave your flag, friends. Hey, join us every Tuesday here, right here, at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 Central, noon Pacific. We'll have more next week. And I just want to remind you all, make connection your intention and wave that flag into our wholeness. Thanks for listening today. We'll see you next week.
You've been listening to The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected, with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com as you journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com for next week's guests and to catch up on past shows. See you next week. Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Strella. One of Britain's most respected psychic mediums, John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Strella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Torella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Torella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com. Thank you for listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Like us on Facebook/Transformation Radio Network. Tweet and follow us at TransformNet. Visit us at www.transformationtalkradio.com and find us on Pinterest, Google+, YouTube, spiritualnetworks.com, Flickr, Tumblr, and Spreaker. Just search for Transformation Talk Radio. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour.
Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
Join the Pacific Northwest's EFT Tappers at the 4th Annual Tappers Gathering this March 1st at Bastyr University. Tapping enthusiasts from across the region will be sharing healing stories, learning different EFT applications, and forging a strong community. This event raises money and awareness for continuing EFT tapping scientific research. All net proceeds go to our 501c3 nonprofit conducting a study showing how EFT can alter gene expression. Bring your cards and information for a fulfilled day of networking and inspiring one another. Visit www.nwtappersgathering.com or call 360-661-6877. www.nwtappersgathering.com or call 360-661-6877. Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.